This program is powered by Volvo Plug-in Hybrids. You've upgraded everything else in your life, so isn't it time your car caught up too? It's safe to be brave with Volvo.
You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show with a sense of how the markets have moved throughout the day. And it seems as though it was a red day for equity markets, by and large across the board, not just in South Africa. But to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it, joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, Skalk Lowe. Skalk, always lovely having you on the show, even if the Rand is at 1762, because yesterday when I didn't speak to you, it was at 1750. Now suddenly we're back at 1762 and the markets are in red territory, but still above 100,000 points, I guess, in the case of the All Share. Which is important because looking at the performance of the All Share year to date, it's still a good performance.
It's a great performance. Come on, Jimmy. I mean, this has been a phenomenal year thus far. I mean, if you told me we're gonna look at these type of returns, you're 16-17% year to date by August, I'd say it would have told you, where do I sign? Give me more of those. But yeah, you'll be sitting a funny day. I must say, when you actually did the introduction, you were talking about the Rand, you were talking about the market, you were talking about 100,000 points. I mean, at one stage, I looked at it and I thought, wow, we're going to touch the 103,000 points today. And yeah, we eventually, you're talking about, you know, keeping it afloat above the 100,000 mark. Luckily not. I mean, for the listeners out there, it did close at 101,900 points. So, I mean, at least we're still there. But it was a funny day. I mean, I thought today started off very, very well. We'll look at a few results. I mean, Standard Bank, what a phenomenal set of results. We had Nedbank last week. And it just shown you, there's sort of, you know, two of our largest banks in South Africa, you know, both bringing out results. I'm going to say a lot of the things inside the data, I mean, talking about the outlook for the South African economy, inflation, interest rates, those type of things, very similar trend. When they delved into the actual financials of the banks, very different story. I mean, in last week, we know, you know, as Nedbank's results came out, market weren't too impressed. And they got hammered. And when Standard Bank's results came out, I think it was one stage close to 6% higher, you know, for the day, and eventually end of the day 3% higher, looking really, really good. Not just beating expectations, but I mean the smaller things. I mean, talked about the Nedbank last week with the ROEs around about the 14-15%, and I mentioned back then, I mean, if you've got going to have a 14-15% ROE, then it must probably justify, you know, the likes of the APSAs, the price to books of the one times. Standard Bank, I mean, they came out ROE or return on equity of 19.1%. They beat on HEPS. They've grown their dividend by 10%. And the net asset value also up, 158.29 per share. Bringing them let's call it over a 1.5x price to book. I thought it was a really, really solid set of results.
Skalk, when we look at the financial sector, I mean, our financial sector stocks have been doing well. And looking at the performance of the index today, that was the only sort of sub-index that was in the green, up about 0.45% on the day. Resources down about 1.2%. But resources have been, by and large, driving where we are. I mean, gold stocks in particular, the resi as a sector stock, as a sector measure, has shown that it has done more than 50% in returns for the year. Are we still optimistic about the commodities market at the moment? And did you get into the commodities cycle when we started moving, or did you miss the train?
No, I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. If it's shiny, you'll have it in my portfolio. I'm not one of those people that says gold is making me old, because I feel younger every day. Resource index, you're right. I mean, there is a bit of a breather today. We've had the gold price actually retracing a bit. And we know that it was on the back of the PPI numbers, the US PPI numbers that came out a little bit hotter than expected. That was an interesting one for me, because yesterday, if I follow this, the CME Fed tool, where they look at the probabilities of rate cuts at the different Fed meetings. And after the rates were kept unchanged, I think a week or two ago, that probability right after the meeting went to about 60% probability of a rate cut at the meeting 17 September. And end of last week went up to just over 80%. Yesterday, for the first time in a long, long time, we've seen that shot up to 99.9%. Basically telling us we are going to see the first rate cut for the US this year. Because remember, if you take the clock back 1 year ago, we were expecting six cuts, you know, till the end of 2025. As we went into 2025, we said, okay, we haven't seen two yet, but we're going to definitely see four for 2025. Well, there's three meetings left. We haven't seen one yet. So, well, it's bound to happen. But after the PPI numbers today came out, hotter than expected, we suddenly saw bond yields kick up. We saw this probability went from 99.9% yesterday to only 90%. Now, 90% is still very fairly, but we also saw the dollar strengthen naturally on the back of these higher yields, expected yields. And that naturally is not good for gold. And gold did retrace a bit. I feel sorry for the likes of Durban Roodepoort Deep, because they actually brought out a trading statement today and just showing you when I mean, I can't remember. I've been following gold for many decades, and I've never seen these gold mines as healthy as they do. I mean, a little mine like Durban Roodepoort Deep, when I say little, it's a market cap of 23 billion rand. They're suddenly sitting with, you know, cash balances, 1.3 billion rand in cash, free cash flow of 1.2 billion rand, zero debt on the balance sheet. And you can see these guys are absolutely loving the higher gold price environment. I feel sorry for them. Why? Because they ended the day 2% down. And I think if we've had a better, you know, gold price environment today, most probably would have seen, you know, would have seen a solid set of returns for today. But results are going to be released on the 20th of August, and hopefully the gold price settles. And I think that might be taken positive by Mr. Market.
Well, lots to look forward to, and markets continue to truck along despite all of the uncertainty that has been in the market of late, and we continue to benefit from it. I suppose we can take the win. We can take that markets are in a better position than where we thought they would be if we had looked at them in January, and I guess that's where we'll leave the conversation. Thank you so much to Skulk. Always lovely having you on the show. Skulk Lowe, Wealth Manager at PSG Old Oak, joining us to take a look at market movements and perhaps what markets might be thinking.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.